Chapter 5. The Puffin. I stood on the island and I watched the small boat moving away. How will I get back now? I thought. I walked slowly to the door of the lighthouse and looked up.
Hello?
I said quietly. The door opened immediately, and there he was. Older, greyer, but the same eyes.
I saw you on the boat, he said. You're Alan, the boy from the Pelican. I remember you. Come in and close the door. It's very windy.
Benjamin took me into his living room and I sat down by the fire. He brought me a cup of sweet tea, but I did not see it. My eyes looked at all the paintings on the wall.
Have you got my painting?
He asked. I opened my bag. Here it is, I said. Benjamin smiled.
Look at that one, said Benjamin.
I looked up. There was a page of photos from a magazine on the wall.
See? Everyone from the Pelican. And that's you, a small boy then. You're taller and older now. I never forgot that night.
We drank our tea.
I have a little friend here, said Benjamin.
He put his hand in a box near the fire.
A friend in a box.
That is strange, I thought. Then I saw the puffin. It was in Benjamin's hand. I was very surprised.
He flew here in the night, said Benjamin. He flew into one of the lighthouse windows and fell on the rocks. His leg doesn't look good. I can help him, but he needs time. We'll find some fish for him. Puffins like fish. You can help me, Alan.
At night, I slept next to the fire and the little puffin. In the day, I caught a lot of fish, and I ate a lot of it too. Our little puffin also ate the fish and got stronger. Benjamin and I were very happy because we loved the puffin. First, he learned to walk again. Then, he walked across the room and he slowly moved his little wings. The next week, he flew across the room. The puffin looked at me and his eyes spoke. I want to fly in the sky now, they said. I understood, but I wanted him to stay. Benjamin wanted the puffin to stay too. But the puffin needed to go. We knew that. One day we fed him some fish and then we opened the window. Ben's eyes were very sad. He gave the puffin to me.
I can't, he said. You do it.
And I did. I helped the puffin out of the window. His wings started to move up and down. Then I slowly opened my hands and he flew from them. Our puffin flew near the lighthouse for 3 minutes, and then he flew across the sea. That night, Ben said,
He'll come back, you know,
We'll see him again. One day, you'll leave the island, but you'll come back too, Alan. But don't go this week. I want to show you something.
He gave me a box.
Look.
I opened the box. There were many letters inside. My letters were there, and Mother's letter was there too. I was very surprised.
I can't read, said Benjamin. I didn't go to school, but I know you wrote the letters.
I can read, I said. I can stay and teach you.